Namaste. We are already at our last day. So today we're going to use a mantra for our practice. Mantra, it's a Sanskrit word. It means man, the mind, and tra, to transcend. So what we want to do eventually, right? Transcend the mind. That means we transcend the limiting beliefs, we transcend the stories, we transcend the memories. All the pain, all the suffering, all the desires, anything that doesn't make us feel okay, anything that disturbs our balance, anything, you know, that creates unpleasant emotions, right? With the ultimate goal to experience that we are not the mind and not the body, because then we are free. That's total freedom. Right? If you know you're not the story, you know you're not the suffering, you know you're not the desires, you know you're not the judgments, you know you're not that voice in your head, you know you're not the emotion, you know you're not that body. No more fear of dying. No more fear of death. That's practically removing all the fears. You can just be here and enjoy your journey as a human being, right? This is the ultimate goal. So now we're using mantra. Like we used to focus on our breath, like we used to focus on our third eye. Now we bring it all together and we focus on our mantra. And we are trying three different mantras, all right? When you later on continue your practice alone, choose one of the three, the one that resonates best with you, right? I'll just want to give you as much as possible in little time, right? And if you want more, if you want more, everything, all the tools I have accumulated and learned and developed and you know, tried on myself in the past 20 years, you join my Inner Revolution group program and we get every week for a whole year new tools, new knowledge, new wisdom. And we meet live every 2 weeks. So that will completely change your experience of life. So you sit down, legs crossed or feet flat on the floor. Then you do the Chin Mudra. The palms up. Keep the back of your hands down on your lap. Lengthen your spine, close eyes, focus on third eye. Let your breath flow. With your inhale, silently repeat, I am not the body. With your exhale, silently repeat, I'm not the mind. Inhale, I'm not the body. Exhale, I'm not the mind. Inhale, I'm not the body. Exhale, I'm not the mind. It doesn't matter if your brain believes that already, if that makes sense, it does not matter. You just repeat it and you have trust and faith in the thousands of years old practice. Keep your focus when the monkey comes and wants to disturb you. Smile at it, pull it on its tail. Come back to repeating your mantra. Inhale, I'm not the body. Exhale, I'm not the mind. Try that. Try the next mantra. Inhale, let go. Exhale, let God. Inhale, repeat silently, let go. Exhale, silently, let God. That means you trust that life doesn't make mistakes. That means you have faith, you surrender your mind's egoistical beliefs and desires. That means you're free. Let go. Let God. Inhale. Let go. Exhale. Let God. And then we repeat a powerful Sanskrit mantra. Om Namah Shivaya. Om Namah Shivaya. You simply keep repeating that. When the monkey comes and disturbs you, you go back and repeat Om Namah Shivaya silently. If it's easier for you to do it with your voice, you can also voice the mantra Om Namah Shivaya. Om Namah Shivaya. Or you repeat it silently and you trust and you have faith in the power of mantra. You don't need to know everything about that mantra. You don't need to know the translation. You want to make an experience. And to do that, you need trust. You need faith. Om Namah Shivaya. Om Namah Shivaya. Silently or with your voice. Om Namah Shivaya. 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 Continue alone. Om Namah Shivaya. You bring the palms of your hands together, rub them. Rub them on your hands, put hands in close eyes. So you choose one of those mantras, all right? Doesn't matter. You can also come up with your own mantra. You can also repeat, I am enough. I am enough. I am enough. Play around. It's an experience you have to make. Don't question too much, all right? I know in our society we are trained to, that we want to know everything. We want to understand everything, okay? But that really doesn't improve the quality of our life. What improves the quality of our life is practice and experiments and experiments, all right? Experience, experiments, practice. That's what will change our experience of life and your power to determine how you feel, all right? Om Namah Shivaya. All right, na na ma shi va ya. Again, five elements. It represents the five elements. Sanskrit is an ancient, sacred Indian language. All right, all the ancient texts, thousands of years ago, they were written in Sanskrit language. Sanskrit language creates a certain frequency in your system that allows your mind to become calm, balanced. Peaceful, joyful, blissful. All right. So even in a moment of sadness or anxiety or stress or exhaustion, repeat Om Namah Shivaya and see what happens. First thing in the morning, repeat Om Namah Shivaya, see what happens. Can you do that without knowing everything about it? Just trust, just have faith. People have been repeating this mantra for thousands of years, hundreds of years. Can't do anything bad. Okay? And as you know, if you want to know more about all of that, join the Inner Revolution. All right? Okay. So I'll send you another video tomorrow just to conclude this week. All right? And you have time to continue your practice. Thank you.